It's the Adam Gold Show. I am Adam Gold. V to the Victoria, producing the program. So last night was a busy night. I am fully immersed in the day-to-day ongoings of the Carolina Hurricanes, which took one on the chin for the first time this year. Got beat by the Edmonton Oilers 6-4. So in between the pregame conversations with Rod Brind'Amour and Tripp Tracy and getting Stormwatch ready to go and doing pregame and intermissions and postgame and podcast, like, seriously, I was completely removed from what was going on in other aspects of the sports world, except my son was watching the 76ers and Bucks on TNT. So I knew that Joel Embiid was being a doofus last night. But that's all I knew other than the Hurricanes. And then when everything was done and I was about to post the podcast, Canes Corner Podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. You can follow it and it shows up automatically wherever you get those. I saw the news. Christian McCaffrey traded.
Yep.
I did think of you, Victoria.
Did you? Yeah.
But here's because I feel like you have a good heart.
Thank you.
Right? I feel like you have a good heart.
Right.
And I know you're a big Panthers fan, but
unfortunately,
you are what you are.
It's brutal.
It's unfortunate that the team has been not so successful.
Yes,
really at all. So, but I know that you have a good heart, and I think you will look at this. I don't know if you will or not. This is the way I look at it. But again, I am not emotionally invested. I have no emotional attachment to the team at all.
Yeah.
And I said this earlier in the week. In my opinion, the Carolina Panthers did the right thing. They did the humane thing.
Yes.
They gave Christian McCaffrey's career purpose and meaning because they weren't going to be good, especially without really any serious draft capital. They weren't going to be good next year or the year after that. And by giving McCaffrey his freedom, it did bring to mind a song,
uh-huh.
Right? It did bring to mind, you know, if you love somebody.
Yes.
Right? Oh, I was humming. Did you have it? Yeah. I was humming this song today.
Uh-huh.
This is what it is. Like, this is it.
Yeah.
If you love somebody, set them free.
Right.
See? Sting knew. Sting's a Panthers fan.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, I mean, I agree with that. I want him to get a ring, and he's not going to get one here with the Panthers. So I am, you know, I'm happy for him, but I am a sucker for, like, the good guys that they love their team, they yeah. love their community, they love, you know, that's one of the
All
reasons
of that's
that I'm
true.
A huge Panthers fan. So I do, it hurts to see him leave. It's really sad.
Right, all of that is true about McCaffrey. He did love the Panthers.
Yeah.
He wanted to be here. He did not want to be traded.
No.
But ultimately, I'm sure Christian probably went home at night, and when he's playing the piano, he's probably going, man, we're bad.
Yeah.
When you're as competitive and as good as he is. And by the way, I think there are probably other players in the locker room who, while maybe not actively looking for a trade, are in some ways going, I'm kind of envious of that.
Yeah.
He's going to a place where he can win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. He can excel and flourish.
Right. He can play in games of serious consequence, which weren't happening here.
Yeah.
So there's a goofy way of phrasing this, and like it's sort of like you know the dog needs to be put down,
mm-hmm.
and essentially the Christian McCaffrey era here for Christian McCaffrey's own good needed to be put down.
Yeah.
So he's going to the San Francisco 49ers. They get a bevy of draft picks. They get a second, a third, and a fourth next year, a fifth, the following year. So in this, the next draft, they get a second, third, and a fourth. They now have, I believe, 7 picks in this draft.
Yeah.
What a concept.
We need them.
A full boat of draft picks.
Definitely need them.
Amazing. The Panthers are trying to get a first, right? Here's Adam Schefter from ESPN on that.
Hi. Close your eyes. It's time to discover what starting and growing your own business feels like. Whether your business is bedsheets or skincare or jewelry, Shopify's with you every step of the way.
Hello.
Now, open your eyes. Feel ready to start and grow your business. With Shopify, you'll get the tools you need to nurture your growing business and feel the same satisfaction as listening to this ad. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Simply start selling with Shopify today and join the commerce platform powering millions of businesses worldwide. Start selling online today. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/free22. shopify.com/free22.
On the one hand, I don't think they were ever going to get a first-round draft pick. No teams are surrendering first-round draft picks for running backs in this day and age. Not when you look also at the crop of free agent running backs this upcoming winter. It's a very deep class. The upcoming draft class of running backs and the performance of running backs in recent years. So when you're not going to get a first, you then focus on quantity and quality both. And they figured that there would be strength in numbers. So they get the 4 picks back. They get a 2, a 3, a 4, a 5, and 24. And keep in mind that the 49ers had extra picks from losing Robert Saleh to the New York Jets and from losing Mike McDaniel to the Miami Dolphins and from losing Martin Mayhew to the Washington Commanders. So the 49ers had 6 bonus third-round picks spread over years, in part that helped fund this trade for Christian McCaffrey that they agreed to tonight.
I mean, from the 49ers perspective, that's fine. I mean, you're getting an elite player and you add him to the mix. And we're going to talk about the 49ers angle here in a second. I don't have one of those draft chart equivalents. Somebody put one together, and what the Panthers received back is the equivalent of a late first round pick, according to the chart. So while they didn't get a first round pick, you got, at least in the upcoming draft, 3 picks. 2 of them are day 2 picks. You should be able to get players that can help you on day 2.
Hopefully.
Teams that draft well find players who can start, maybe even star, on day 2.
Well, we can't do worse, that's for sure.
That is true. There is all of that. Now, Damian Woody from ESPN on his thoughts on the trade.
Boy, did they push their chips all in,
right?
It just feels that way with Kyle Shanahan and company, that they really pushed their chips all in to go out and get a piece in Christian McCaffrey. Man, you're talking about a chess piece. Obviously, great runner, great receiver out of the backfield. You combine him, you know, with George Kittle and Deebo Samuel, you got a lot of interchangeable parts in that offense. And obviously, we know that he's a great designer of the running game. So this 49ers offense could be deadly. They get Trent Williams back up front on the offensive line.
That's just what I was going to ask you.
And once these guys come together, mm-hmm. It's all about Thanksgiving and after that and beyond.
It is. It's all about things. Look, I want to get to the more about the 49ers in a minute. But yes, if you are a 49ers fan, and apparently our friend Rusty over here is, and my wife is a 49ers fan.
Okay.
They have as good a set of skill position players now as there is in the NFL, and the versatility that they've got is amazing. All right, Adam Schefter also noted that it wasn't just the 49ers who were vying for Christian McCaffrey.
Carolina had been looking to deal Christian McCaffrey and get as many picks back as the Panthers could get. They spent the week talking to a number of teams. But in the end, Greeny, it really boiled down to the two NFC West rivals who have been basically bidding on so many players opposite of one another over the years. If you remember last year, a couple of years ago, the 49ers and Rams both wanted Matthew Stafford. The Rams got him. They both wanted Odell Beckham Jr. The Rams got him. They both wanted Christian McCaffrey here. And basically, in the end, the 49ers wanted him more.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know what the Rams are going to give up, but the Rams don't have a lot of draft capital anyway.
No.
So that was always going to be a problem for Los Angeles. Carolina did well. I don't think Carolina, it wasn't a heist. And if the old axiom stands that whoever got the best player in the trade won the trade, then the 49ers won the trade because we don't know who those players are. Mm-mm. But, and again, I'm going to delay talking about the 49ers here for just a second. Because, as you said before, that it's sad. And it is incredibly sad that a player like Christian McCaffrey, who's only in year six, he should have been a forever Panther.
Absolutely.
But when your organization is so bad that your team crumbles around a star like him. And they've had some bad luck, right? The Luke Kuechly retiring before, you know, you would think he would retire is bad luck. But it's also, it's part of the sport. There's player attrition and injuries destroy bodies and careers. And it was doing that to Kuechly, which is why he stepped away. And he's not the first one that has stepped away. Dan Morgan didn't play forever.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and is starting to do it with Christian. And so it's good that he's getting an opportunity before it catches him.
I don't know why I push back so much on the injury-prone stuff. Fact, he missed 23 of the last 33 games. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Can't deny that. But for whatever reason, I don't see McCaffrey as it being an injury-prone issue.
No.
He's fourth right now in the league in yards from scrimmage. Receiving and rushing, and I anticipate that number will not go down, really. It probably will go down a little bit because there are so many other weapons in San Francisco, and I don't think they're ever going to be a 500-yard-per-game type
of
an offense.
He's not going to be the whole offense like he is in Carolina.
So, but it's sad because a guy like McCaffrey should have been here because he wanted to be here. Now, getting back to the humane thing, now that they have added four draft picks and three in this upcoming draft, it's possible that they could be competitive next year with the right quarterback. It's possible. I don't think it's likely, but I think it's possible. Darren Gann has a piece on Panthers.com highlighting the fact that all five starters on the offensive line are under contract for next year. That's good. That's very good. So far, the offensive line has not yet been nearly as good as we had hoped, but they probably need continuity. And if we're being honest, Ike Ekwonu hasn't been very good.
No.
So he needs to get better, but I also think he will, which I think will make the rest of the line better. So if they stay healthy and this line comes back intact and the depth continues and maybe they add to it a little bit, then they'll be a good offensive line. And if they are, then maybe they can be competitive next year with the right quarterback. Of course, that's probably going to be a rookie because I believe that they will go into the draft for a quarterback. Now we're really talking about 2 years before the Panthers are really, I mean, not really good, but 2 years before you can go, they could make the playoffs.
At least mid.
Right? Mid, right. Mm-hmm. Just to get to mid, they might need 2 years. And by that time, now you are running the risk of a running back having little value. So McCaffrey probably wasn't going to be the feature running back on this team when it became a legitimate, we'll just say, division contender.
Yeah, he'd age out.
Right. That's the nature of the business. This is year six. We're talking about a running back in year eight. Man, there's in the last 20 years, there's like eight of them that have been really effective into, you know, 8, 9, 10 years. So
I think that's the frustrating part about being a Panthers fan is if they would have made better decisions and decisions that I think all of us saw was like probable, like they should have done. This makes sense. You should do A, B, C, and D. But they didn't. They did Z and Y. We would actually have a really good team. We would have had Luke and Christian and, you know, maybe Cam all on the same team.
Maybe Luke, no, because of the concussion issue, right? But let's use Cam as an example. A, they abused Cam. Mm-hmm. They allowed Cam. I'm not going to say they abused Cam. They allowed Cam to abuse himself.
Yes.
Because Cam made the call on whether or not Cam would play. And he shouldn't have played. And Ron Rivera allowed Cam to play when he shouldn't have. It should not have been his decision. Cam, you're not healthy. You're sitting.
Just like Tua.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No question about it. So they should not have allowed Cam that that leeway. Also, they should have recognized a long time ago that if you want to be ground and pound, still their hashtag. It's been their hashtag for what?
Ever.
Keep pounding has been their hashtag for eight years.
Yes.
So if that's what you want to be, you need an offensive line to do it. And they have never had anything other than a jigsaw puzzle offensive line. And in 2015, the pieces fit.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they didn't.
I know.
And so they never did that, which leads to Cam getting killed in the pocket. Those issues hurt this team. Because to be honest, Cam should still be the quarterback, but he got broken in Pittsburgh in 2018. And that injury, which was the second shoulder injury, ruined him.
Done.
The first shoulder injury, he came back from. The second one,
No.
Didn't happen. That was it. So these are mistakes that the organization made well ago, and the organization today is suffering from them, although today's organization hasn't done a lot to help.
No.
David Tepper has been the shiny, attracted to the shiny object. It's the fish. Oh, look at the lure.
Oh, wait, look over there.
Oh, no, there's a hook in it. That's bad.
Yeah.
So that's where you move away from Cam. You think Teddy Bridgewater's the answer. He's not. Then after 1 year, you dump Teddy Bridgewater. You eat dead cap space. Mm-hmm. You bring in Sam Darnold. Throw away a second-round pick for Sam Darnold. You bring in Darnold. He's not it. You go get Baker Mayfield. Okay, I don't think he's it either. So now here's where you are. Matt Corral is the only quarterback under contract for next year. And to be honest, he's a scratch-off ticket.
Yeah,
we don't know. You're probably not winning.
Yeah, so maybe a great backup, but who knows?
Maybe Matt Corral's a backup. Maybe you hit the, you know, old lucky sevens. I have no idea what a winning scratch-off ticket looks like. All right, real quick to the 49er. But one more thing. Scott Fitterer was asked today if this is about tanking. And I guess he has to respond this way. But he says the expectation is still to win.
Oh, okay.
So,
with who?
Right. They weren't winning with the current crop of players.
Who's
you just got rid
up?
Of your best. You have no running game now. Chuba Hubbard is, he's okay. I mean, he's a backup. And, I mean, maybe Deontay Foreman can,
whatever.
You just gave away your best weapon.
Right.
So you probably didn't get better.
Yeah.
And they're 1-5. So they're not winning games.
No. Let's be real.
So that's that. All right. I already thought that San Francisco was very good. When you forced me to come up with a team fifth in the league,
right?
That's who I chose, even at 3-3, over the Giants at 5-1, which still seems to anger people. But they have an offense that is suspect. Now you add McCaffrey to Deebo Samuel, to Brandon Ayuk, to George Kittle. And even though Jimmy Garoppolo is your quarterback, Kyle Shanahan is your offensive director. And he is a great play designer and play caller. And I think their offense will be very good. Here's Ryan Clark from ESPN.
I think it does. I mean, the first thing is the NFC isn't that top heavy. They aren't that great at the top, which is the reason we're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys being a top two or a top three team. Also, think about the way that Kyle Shanahan uses his pieces. Deebo Samuel, extremely versatile, can be used in the pass and run. Brandon Ayuk, the same thing. You can use him on jet sweeps. You can get him the ball quickly on screens. Christian McCaffrey's actually exactly the same. And so now you have all of these clones of one another, and it's like watching an old episode of Orphan Black. This gives this offense another elite playmaker, but it makes it an elite-level offense based on the talent that surrounds the quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey is the running back version of Deebo Samuel.
Yeah.
Right? Deebo's a wide receiver, and they use him a lot in runs. And McCaffrey is the running back who they will use a lot in the passing game.
Yeah.
That I would not want to game plan against the 49ers, even with Jimmy Garoppolo. Real quick about one more thing from Scott Fitterer. He did say that teams came at them for other players, but they're not interested. And the players referring to Brian Burns, Derek Brown, DJ Moore, he considers them foundational pieces for the future.
Okay.
I'm not even going to argue.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue. If I were him, if you were interested, I was interested. Doesn't mean I have to make the move, but if you wanted Brian Burns for a first round pick and a third.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm making the deal.
Right.
You wanted Derek Brown? Let's talk. You want a DJ Moore? No offense to DJ Moore, who's a really good player. I don't think DJ Moore is a game changer. I would have been easily convinced to make that move.
Yeah.
Because I think that this team needs a complete teardown.
Clean house.
So that's just me. All right, baseball last night. Astros took a 3-2 lead in the series, a 2-0 lead in the series over the Yankees with a 3-2 win. Alex Bregman. Was it a first-inning three-run home run? I think it was early in the game. I think it was first inning. Three-run home run. Framber Valdez pitched seven innings. He did not allow an earned run. It's actually an old Earl Weaver axiom. Earl Weaver, former manager of the Baltimore Orioles. Pitching, defense, and three-run homers. There was also an expletive deleted with a hyphen in it that Earl would always use that. But that's Earl Weaver. The defense, though, wasn't great for Houston last night, but either way, bottom of the third, Rusty Helzer listening next door. bottom of the third, you dope. He didn't call me a dope, but he's probably thinking about it. All right, so here's Dusty Baker, Astros manager, on different ways to win in the playoffs.
You know, the playoffs, you're going to be facing number ones and number twos and number threes every once in a while. You're going to be facing their top pitchers. You know, they're not going to, starters usually are going to go a little shorter and go into their quality in their bullpen. You're going to get the high leverage guys that you would normally get during the season, and you'll get them in the middle of the ballgame. You know, look at Loaiza, you know, what time of the game he came in. So, you know, they're going to be close ball games. You know, we're a high contact team, which helps us.
Yeah. It does, except that those three runs were all they needed, but they also needed something else. They needed a little defense from Kyle Tucker late.
Yeah.
And the pitch to Judge, a swing and a fly ball, well hit right field. Tucker back. Tucker at the wall, jumps, and he makes the catch. Bader will tag, and in the second, just ahead of the throw. But Kyle Tucker with a great play in right field, bringing back what might have been a home run for Aaron Judge.
It would have been great for Aaron Judge to hit a big home run, although he did hit one in the closeout game of the Guardians. But this was supposed to be the postseason that was going to be Aaron Judge's exclamation point on his Yankee contract extension. Not extension, but a new contract. And I'm not saying he won't get it anyway because he had an amazing season and he is a great player. He's also very good in the outfield and can run. I mean, he's a super athlete. He's just also in his 30s already, so it's going to be tough to get all the money he wants. But Kyle Tucker is a really good player. That's what's amazing about these Astros. A few years ago when they won the World Series, then of course we found out that they were cheating their rear ends off. They had so many good players. I mean, they had the George Springers of the world, and they had Carlos Correa at shortstop. And they allowed those players to leave via free agency. They have essentially kept Altuve, and they kept Alex Bregman, who hit the three-run home run in the third inning, as Rusty reminds me. But they have just managed to plug and play a lot of very good players into their lineup. Kyle Tucker is probably better than just a very good player, but they are incredibly solid as a team. And while I've never really rooted for the Astros, I can feel me rooting for Dusty Baker to win a World Series. A baseball lifer, yeah, who's in his 70s, who played as a teammate in the outfield with Hank Aaron. That's where Baker goes back to as a player.
Wow.
I can root for Dusty Baker to win a World Series.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah.